Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The show must go on. Welcome to the second hour of the Alex Jones Show, this 19th day of April 2007. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, filling in for Alex Jones this next 2 hours. Alex is scheduled to join us, pop in with us here in about 30 minutes for breaking news and to further discuss recent developments in the Virginia Tech shooting. We will be discussing that throughout the program today. We've got a lot of new information. Some of it I reported on my program yesterday on this very network. We'll go over some of that with you. We'll give you some examples of prescription drugs and shootings. They seem to have a direct connection to one another. We will out the Cho family. We've got to put the news on the record for you folks, and we will talk about some of the spurious relationships of Cho's family, both of them, one of them currently working as a contractor for Condoleezza Rice, the other one formerly worked for the State Department. We'll try to, again, make sense of this story for you and report the news on the Genesis Communications Radio Network that you are not going to hear on MSNBC, Fox News, Cable News, and Network News. So I'm so glad you could join us today. Today is a very interesting day in history. As most of you know, today is the anniversary for both the Oklahoma City bombing and the end of the Waco siege, where 21 children were burned alive by the BATF. On either my program today or on Alex's show, I've got a great clip from Bill Hicks regarding that. But also on this day in history, 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt announced that the United States will be abandoning the gold standard. On this day in history, 1943, in Poland, German troops entered the Warsaw Ghetto to round up the remaining Jews and begin the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising. 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion of Cuba ends in failure. 1976, Executive Order 9066 is rescinded. Executive Order 9066 was a presidential order to send ethnic groups to internment camps. 1993, the 51-day siege of the Branch Davidian building outside Waco, Texas, USA, ends when fire breaks out. 81 people die. 21 children were sacrificed. 1995, the Oklahoma City bombing, Alfred P. Murrow Feldrow Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, USA, is bombed, killing 168, including children who were sacrificed. And 2005, Joseph Cardinal Ratzinger elected Pope Benedict the 16th on the second day of the papal conclave. Very interesting day in history, and this is shaping up to be a heck of a week in history. I believe when this time comes around next year, I will be on vacation in my bunker somewhere. We have added to all of these things, and of course the anniversary for the Columbine shooting tomorrow. This deadly attack for which we all mourn at Virginia Tech University. So I don't know what it is about this week. I have my suspicions. We have talked to a lot of people, done a lot of research about this particular momentous time in our calendar. But this is the question I think that should be asked and needs to be asked. We're going to cover all of that on the program today. Also, some breaking news. Accidental shooting stirs the Secret Service. Maybe we need to take away the Secret Service's guns. Two Secret Service officers were injured in an accidental shooting Tuesday at the White House. The incident occurred in a security booth in the Southwest Gate. Secret Service spokesperson Kim Bruce said one officer was injured in the leg and another received shrapnel wound in his face. She said the injuries appeared to be non-life-threatening and that both officers were taken to nearby George Washington University Hospital. The gun involved was a service-issued weapon, she said. She said the Secret Service Office of Inspection would conduct a review. In a separate incident at Lafayette Park along Pennsylvania Avenue in front of the White House, was closed because of a suspicious package, the Secret Service said, when they weren't busy accidentally shooting each other. There was a security clampdown at the White House because of both simultaneous incidents that just happened an hour or so ago this morning, according to my information. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More of the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex should appear momentarily. Stay tuned.
It's here. after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company, provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical, because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel, Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I with an I, medical.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex will be joining us here in just about 20 minutes with some breaking news, so please stay tuned for that. We have been covering this story almost nonstop for the last several days. That is the Virginia Tech mass murder. And we have to do this. I know that's why people listen to this network, to the Genesis Network, because they want to hear the news they're not getting on network TV. And with every new bit of information, that information needs to be clarified, it needs to be decoded, it needs to be debunked. And that's what we do here on this program. So, of course, we need to put this disclaimer on our program. We mean absolutely no disrespect to the victims. In fact, we feel for them in a way that I'm not sure the mainstream media or the gun grabbers do. And I'm sure all of you are with me on that. All of you are sending your meditations, your prayers to the people that have been injured in this just deadly, deadly, terrible shooting, terrible incident. But that does not mean that we need to go into a moratorium here and not cover the important news, the important facts that surround this event, which I know Alex Jones is indicating very much, very well could be a psyop. I think really with the NBC video, which by the way was sent to Rockefeller Center, another calling card like the 33 dead in this particular instance, I don't know Alex is going to come on and talk about this, but personally, I mean, this kind of completes the psyop. You have now on the record for all the world to see the manifesto of this lone nut this madman who we need to protect ourselves against. Well, that's the truth. We need to protect ourselves against this madman. Of course, the government will tell you they need to protect you from madmen like this. And this links directly into mental health screening, the behavioral police or the thought police. At any point, if you look somewhat suspicious, now you would think with all the school shootings in the past that something like this might have already been put into place, but like the 93 World Trade Center bombing, like today's anniversary of the Oklahoma City bombing, it wasn't enough to get the job done for a giant psyops. They needed 9/11 to complete the work. And this is kind of the 9/11 of school shootings in my mind, but it makes Joe famous. And I got to tell you, that is a direct message to anyone else out there who might want to be a copycat to be as famous as Cho. And I wonder who's going to be playing him in the movie. And I don't mean to make light of this, but these are all points that I think need to be made. Now, yesterday on my program, which follows Alex's show Monday through Friday here on this very network, we talked about some information that I think is important to put on the record regarding the connections and some of the coincidences linking this shooting to the Columbine shooting, the anniversary of which it is tomorrow. I call this Bowling for Blacksburg. Now, many of you saw Bowling for Columbine by shill Michael Bohr. And one of the interesting notes in that documentary was the influence that Lockheed Martin had over Columbine, literally, as Michael Moore says, owning the town. Most of the parents at Columbine worked for the military-industrial complex, and Lockheed Martin was the prime funder of that particular town. Well, let me tell you this happy coincidence, or horrible coincidence, sorry, that I think also reflects some very similar coincidences with Columbine. And this was printed, by the way, in I believe the Chicago Tribune on the 17th of April. Fairfax County, Virginia police investigators said today that Virginia Tech gunman Cho Sing-hui was a 2003 graduate of the same high school attended by an 18-year-old who went on a shooting rampage last year at a Virginia police station, killing two officers. That's right, folks. Cho went to the same high school as another mass shooter. His name was Michael Kennedy. He was armed with an AK-47. He fired more than 70 rounds in the parking lot of a Sully District police station on May 8th, killing Detective Vicky Armel and Master Police Officer Michael Garbarino. Kennedy was shot to death by police and wasn't available for comment. Cho and Kennedy lived in Centerville and graduated from Westfield High School, an officer said, Courtney Thibault of Fairfax County Police Department. She said Cho graduated 4 years ahead of Kennedy. Once Cho's identity was released by police in Blacksburg, Virginia, home of Virginia Tech, Thibault and the Fairfax County Police launched an investigation to determine if there was any connection between the two shooters. She said they found nothing tying the two men together. Nothing, except they both became mass murderers. It's just a horrible coincidence, she said. It's hard to believe. Kennedy's father, Brian Kennedy, was also charged earlier this month with helping his son to obtain the AK-47 used in the rampage. Federal prosecutors claim he was illegally in possession of a small arsenal of weapons, including rifles, shotguns, handguns, and more than 2,500 rounds of ammunition. Now, here's an interesting postscript for Westfield High School. Westfield, the high school that Cho went to and that Michael Kennedy went to, shares a business partnership with Northrop Grumman's intelligence group that entails the sharing of buildings as well as financial donations and gifts from supplies. So there you have it, folks. A very, very interesting coincidence. And most of you who have done research on 9/11 or false flag terrorism understand these myriad of coincidences and how the law of averages are millions to one, that these particular coincidences could take place. Here we have two. One, two shooters going on a rampage from the same school there at the same time, sharing a complex with Northrop Grumman's intelligence group. And the second coincidence, that is, of course, with Columbine, Lockheed Martin, and another high beneficiary from the War on Terror, high beneficiary of the military-industrial complex, also the Columbine High School beneficiary or benefactor. I mean, these are hard coincidences to ignore, I have to say. And, of course, we found many other coincidences, as we say. Many people now talking about the DARPA secret underground facility in Blacksburg. Of course, we need to do more checking and to try to get some more information. But it is, of course, a secret location, and at least only one eyewitness has talked about it. But, of course, we can, I'm sure, find more information on that. Also, NASA connections with Virginia Tech and one of the victims of the shooting, and just a myriad of other potential triggers that could be involved in this. Now, one of the things we also know about Mr. Cho is that he was physically abused. This is what his parents talk about, that he was quiet as a child, wouldn't talk as a child. This is what all the eyewitnesses say when they are putting together the profile of this lone nut gunman, is that he would never talk. And he wrote a very interesting play. I have the name for here. It's some for it somewhere here. It is it's a funky name. I can add that to the discussion later. But apparently he had written a play about his stepfather molesting him. And, of course, we know that this is all part of the compartmentalization, the fear that's used to drive somebody to multiple personalities so that they can be mind controlled. This is something that is persistent in every single mind control case. As I mentioned on our program yesterday, Secret Weapons, another book where the military-industrial complex and the CIA had used children to train them to be the ultimate warriors, two case examples in a book called Secret Weapons. And then these are people who later on went on to describe things they should have never known about, exact details and maps of government installations they had no business being in, and it's very, very glaring in that case. But this is just one of the many consistencies that we see in mind control victims. Also, I know this is up at Infowars.com, CIA recruiting at Virginia Tech. The single shooter was unusually effective at killing. In fact, all the eyewitnesses saying that he looked trained, almost as if he'd been trained to do so. Again, for the second time this year, the Central Intelligence Agency will be coming to Virginia Tech to recruit students. And for the second time this year, that we met with protests from students who view the CIA as an immoral organization that engages in torture and murder. Nicholas Kiersey organized the protest last spring when the CIA came to campus. He released the following statement this Monday about the CIA's trip to Torgerson 3100 Thursday at 7 p.m. Blacksburg, Virginia, November 13, 2005. Coalition of Concerned Graduate Students and campus organizers at Virginia Tech are staging a teach-in to protest the Skull and Bones CIA recruitment on campus. So, of course, the CIA making their presence known. And then here is something else that's just very, very odd. The gunman's sister and a brother, both Princeton grads. A brother worked for the State Department. His sister, currently also a Princeton grad, works on an Iraqi aid team for the State House and directly under Condoleezza Rice. The sister of the gunman responsible for the deadliest shooting rampage in U.S. history works as a contractor for a State Department office that oversees billions of dollars in American aid for Iraq. Sun Kyung Cho is employed by the Iraqi Reconstruction Management Office, according to U.S. officials in a State Department staff directory that says she works from an annex near the department's headquarters in Washington. Messages left on her office voicemail, in which she identifies herself as Sun Cho, were not immediately returned on Wednesday. The Virginia Tech gunman was her brother, Cho Swing Hee. 33 people died in the rampage Monday, including a 23-year-old student who committed suicide, being Cho himself. Spokesman Sean McCormick declined to discuss Sun Cho's status, but told reporters this person is not a direct hire employee of the State Department. Again, meaning that she is a contractor for the State Department working in one of the more nefarious parts of the Iraqi war, and that is the reconstruction of Iraq. And we've done just a ton of shows on that. The office was set up by President Bush to coordinate the reconstruction program in Iraq and offers jobs to highly skilled and motivated United States citizens to work at the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, according to the State Department documents. The office also has several Washington-based positions. So, in a way, you could say that Cho's sister works in the office, directly set up by President Bush, monitored by Condoleezza Rice and John Negroponte, though she is a contractor, and we're getting more information exactly who she might be working for. But again, doesn't damn the situation, does not prove anything per se, but another very interesting piece of this puzzle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones. Stay tuned.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. April 19, 2007. Gold is at $683, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $706.25, $355.16 for half, and $177.58 for quarter ounce coins at $706.25, $355.16, and $177.58.
We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
How are you feeling today? Well, I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free e-booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potential of this amazing fruit. The powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have this 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also offer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it's fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-658-0597. Again, that's 800-658-0597.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer but the fool on the
Thank you for tuning into the Alex Jones Show today, folks. Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. Alex will be joining us with a breaking news story here in just about 6, 7, 8 minutes, so stay tuned for that. I know we've gone through the show here almost 90 minutes, no promotion for the film. That really makes this car go. That's what keeps Alex his war chest full so that he can get out and do more and more. And I've watched him do this repeatedly over the years. There is a great special that you should know about. Two of the scariest films this year aren't slasher flicks. It's the true story about the terrifying police state being constructed all around us. So those two movies are Freedom to Fascism, Aaron Russo's great film. If you haven't seen that, if you don't have it, that is a must-have. And that really gets people thinking. If you've got people out there, your loved ones, family, coworkers, people in the street, your neighbors, and maybe they can't open their minds up to something as big as false flag terrorism or 9/11, get them started with From Freedom to Fascism by Aaron Russo. But when you buy From Freedom to Fascism, you get Alex Jones' incredible movie Terror Storm, the DVD, for only $10. These are info weapons in this DVD combo pack. It's regularly about $40. Now it only costs $30, and the money goes back into fighting the InfoWar and defeating the New World Order. You can go to InfoWars.com, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com to find out how to get these, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. For my money, Terror Storm, one of the best films made about the history of false flag terror. So if you have a hard time remembering all the facts, you have a hard time getting a grasp on the historical facts, the proof, the evidence, the documentation that there have been false flag terror events throughout our history, get the movie Terror Storm, and that explains it all for you. Have sit-down parties, have screenings, show your people this film, and I guarantee you will have an impact on it. Maybe not right away, but the seeds will certainly be planted. Those two films right now on special. Again, the toll-free number, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or go to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, for more details. Quickly, I'd like to go over a list, because pharmaceuticals seem to be involved in this. I saw a report today talking about how pharmaceutical companies are doing better than ever, making more profit than ever before. We covered a story about a month or two ago, the Carlyle Group. Most of you are aware who they are. If not, Google them. Which includes members of the Bush family, members of the Windsor family, members of the Bin Laden family, investors from all over. Tony Blair, said to be going to work for the Carlyle Group. George Tenet, who's coming out with some kind of explosive book here very soon, probably not too explosive, also works for the Carlyle Group. But the Carlyle Group, currently in negotiations to buy Merck's, pseudo pill. What is the term for it? John, somebody help me out here. The generics. That is the biggest generic drug company in the world. Wouldn't it be nice for the Carlyle Group to have their hands on that? That being said, here are just some of the instances of shootings and of deadly occurrences that involve prescription drugs and antidepressants. September 28, 2006, Bailey, Colorado. Dwayne Morrison, 53, entered Platte Canyon High School and shot and killed one girl and sexually assaulted six others. Antidepressants were found in his vehicle. March 21, 2005, Red Lake Indian Reservation, Minnesota. 16-year-old Native American Jeff Weiss was under the influence of the antidepressant Prozac when he shot and killed nine people, wounding five before committing suicide. April 10, 2001, Waluke, Washington. 16-year-old Corey Blagsgard took a rifle to his high school, held 23 classmates and the teachers hostage while on a high dose of the antidepressant Effexor. March 22nd, that's 3-2-2-2001, El Cajon, California, 18-year-old Jason Hoffman was on two antidepressants, that is again Effexor and Celexa, when he opened fire at his California high school, wounding five. March 7, 2000, Williamsburg, Pennsylvania, 14-year-old Elizabeth Bush was on antidepressants Prozac when she blasted away at fellow students in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, wounding one. May 20th, 1999, Conyers, Georgia, 15-year-old T.J. Solomon was being treated with a mix of antidepressants when he opened fire and wounded six of his classmates. April 20th, 1999, Columbine, Colorado, 18-year-old Eric Harris was on the antidepressant Lovox
when he and his partner Dylan Clebo killed 12 classmates and a teacher, wounding 23 others before taking their own lives, and up till now the bloodliest school massacre to date. April 16, 1999, Novus, Idaho, 15-year-old Sean Cooper, 2 shotgun rounds into his school, missing students, a mix of antidepressants, and it goes on and on and on. Folks, stay tuned. Alex Jones coming up right after this.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your 3 free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MediCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
Well, MediCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from the body. MediCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MediCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MediCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MediCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MediCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
Thanks for tuning in. Genesis Communications Radio Network. I'm Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones today. We've got a lot of news to report. We're going to be taking your calls as well at 800-259-9231. Third hour coming up just after this. But I do have Alex on the line. Alex at an undisclosed location, the host of this very program, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. Alex, thank you for joining us on the show today.
Jack, you make it sound all mysterious. I'm just taking a few days off every couple months down here at the Texas coast. We love it. I am here working with Paul Watson. We did write an article today. Paul did, of course, the lion's share of the work. Frankly, Paul, on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we were having big arguments about whether he could be a mind control slave, but then Paul did even more research, literally like 8 hours of solid research yesterday, and Now, he's convinced that the guy basically is mind control. And, of course, I'm convinced there are so many factors to this that it is really hard to even put them all on the table. But it just went up a couple minutes ago, and it's already got like 164 digs up on prisonplanet.com. And it says the headline is, shooter was a mind control assassin. Deadly accuracy, disturbing revelations suggest outside involvement in Virginia massacre, cocktail of brainwashing from Prozac, video games contributed to carnage. And notice that on Monday I said, watch, he'll be on a serotonin reuptake inhibitor, which is the Prozac family. He will be obsessed with shoot 'em up games, and he would have just gotten out of a psychiatric facility. And also we have confirmed that people who've written about mind control, not just Kathy O'Brien, but also we've talked to the wife of Fritz Springmeier, who was set up. They were so upset at him. They've written about it and talked about it. Blacksburg is a key operation area. I said if NASA has a connection, if the Defense Department has a connection, that's another.
Alex, I don't know if you heard this because I read this on your program earlier. This is out of the mainstream media. Apparently, the same high school that Cho went to, they had another shooter, Michael Kennedy, who went nuts with an AK-47. And according to the information we have, that Westfield High School shares a complex with Northrop Grumman's intelligence group.
Yes.
And if we noticed in Columbine, of course, remember the film Bowling for Columbine, we saw that Lockheed Martin pretty much had owned the town that Columbine High School was
in. It's the same thing here. It's always, see, this is the problem. It's an orgy of evidence. We have hundreds of nexus points that I said Monday, okay, could be a nut, but if it fits A through Z, we know it's inside job. It's a pattern. It's an action. It's like somebody who's watched a football coach for 20 years knows what he's going to call. You know, if you eat, breathe, and sleep this, you know when they line up a certain way and the coach has got a certain look on his face and gives a certain hand signal, you know what they're doing. So listen, folks, bottom line, it's cultural mind control. The government was running all these drills. They'd had a shooting there before. Yesterday we confirmed from Matt Kazee, who lost one of his friends, another was wounded, and he's now talked to him, that the guy was going around mechanically, like a literal robot, pumping three shots. He would, after he got you on the ground, he'd walk right up, shoot you in the back of the head. His friend lived because, even though he shot him at near point-blank range, it still deflected because a 9mm is not a hypervelocity. That's why with a rifle round, it doesn't matter if you hit somebody at an angle. It's 95% of the time going to go into the skull. But that's not the case with these low-power, and a 9mm, folks, is pretty much low-power. It's a large round, but it doesn't have a lot of power behind it. But that's a side issue. Here's the problem. I mean, literally, as I was thinking about going on air beforehand, I didn't know, you know, where to start, but you just brought up that key point. Also, we learned 2 days ago that there were all these special NASA funding programs and secret grants and Defense Department grants, and that people were doing internships full-time at Laneley at the CIA, that is right down the road. Also, we know there are other secret NASA facilities and other secret, but then the school started pulling permanent links. As we were already looking at this, they started, as we were looking at them, pulling and killing links and expunging. Now, and folks, this is, when they start expunging records of CIA and NASA, but people say, well, there's always going to be NASA and CIA ecologists. Folks, we have NASA connections at Columbine. At Columbine, both the parents are in super secret Space Command positions, one a top physicist, another a full bird colonel in frickin' Space Command. It's the same story. They bring in 120-plus bombs in. No one stops them. The school's over half empty. Just to get into Columbine would take hours. Total black op there. Students reporting other men in black masks running around. The SWAT team holds back 4 hours and 15 minutes. The feds are always in control, ordering people not to go in when it's a black op because the local cops obviously are not part of it or in on it. because of the previous shooting and federal drills with the Marine Corps, with the ROTC, with the Army. They were under federal control, because when you get in trouble with one shooting, the feds come in and take control. We have confirmed now that it from three separate people at the school. I've talked to one of them yesterday on air, but I made phone calls again yesterday on this, that they were told to stand down, that they knew at 7:15 the shots had been made. Then this guy goes, makes videotapes, mails them to NBC, mails letters to the police to make sure that the feds have their official story out. This whole thing is off the charts. But even if you don't believe it's mind control, that is, again, a Manchurian candidate strapped down in a chair for 6 months, you know, at Laneley, which this is obviously, I mean, I bet my bottom dollar that's what this is. And jump in any time, Jack. But
I mean, here's something I also wanted to put on the record, and we talked about this a little bit. Very, very interesting that he says he was molested by his stepfather. By the way, his real father made his fortune in Saudi Arabia. We're trying to figure out exactly if that might mean anything. But both his sister and his brother work for the State Department. He says he wrote this play called Richard McBeef, where he talks about being molested as a child.
I mean, we know they always do that in mind control.
All of this seems to fit a pattern that he might have been, you know, mind controlled, molested, coordinated, triggered very, very early on. And then you've got one other point here I want to mention.
Sure.
Because he lined up the people and told them that they wouldn't be hurt. He lined them up, of course, fearing for their lives. They did what they were told, and they were picked off one by one. This is the exact same thing that happened in that Amish shooting. It's almost as if they're following the same playbook, Alex.
Well, no, it is. And, again, for those that don't know, we're going to be posting up on PrisonPlanet.com another article later today. JonesReport.com has got massive coverage on this. Aaron's done a great job there. But bottom line, even if you don't think he was strapped down in a facility and trained from the age of five, which, yes, every indicator, every point has been checked off, the government admits they've done this in the past. They had this perfected by the mid-60s. The Unabomber, Theodore Kaczynski, L.A. Times admitted that he was for 4 years in a CIA mind control program at Yale. I mean, pull that up, folks. You cannot make this type of stuff up. We know McVeigh was in the same programs. That's now been confirmed. So, ladies and gentlemen, let's just say that's not the case, though. The cultural, see, we're all under mind control, the television, the culture. These shoot-em-up games put you into a lower level than natural brainwaves ever even function. It's below low-oxygen sleep. These are major scientific studies. They hook electrodes to people. It's because of the concentration for long periods of time. It gets into very complex reasons. That is literal mind control. That's what they do with real mind control. Classical hardcore is with the drugs, bring you down to that low level, and they put audio recordings into your head. This is visual. And I'm going to do shows on this when I get back, or I'll do more research and get it all lined up, maybe call in tomorrow. I mean, I'll certainly call in tomorrow. But on that, he's playing these violent games. He's on the serotonin reuptake inhibitor Prozac class of drugs. Then normally these people have been pre-trained, but they kind of get a tune-up or a double check when they pull them into a government facility. They always pull them in, and then they're released, and then the carnage begins. And I said that on Monday. How did I know all this would happen? I said, if it's a black op, you will see A to Z. We have now seen A to Z and then some with this situation. And what you just mentioned earlier is absolutely key, Jack. This is so big. I mean, I don't even know how I'm going to stay out of town. I appreciate you doing the show. I'm definitely going to call in tomorrow. And I really appreciate you doing it, and I know everybody's doing a great job. It's just, this is so unbelievably obvious. So bottom line, the culture brainwashed this guy. The government blocked the people from protecting themselves. And think about this. New Freedom Initiative, I heard your callers earlier and also with Rivero. The New Freedom Initiative bragged that 15% of kids are on these drugs now, that within 5 years of having New Freedom in, and remember this got leaked in Pennsylvania and Ohio by people involved with it who didn't like it, that New Freedom was written up by the drug companies to put half the kids in the next phase on these serotonin reuptake inhibitors and other drugs, which every single shooter, every single mother that chopped their baby's arms off, every single mother that drowns them, drives them off a cliff into a lake, or drowns them in the swimming pool, or in the hot tub, or in the bathtub. Every mother who chops their arms off, that's been happening a lot. They're always on serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
I just read a list of school shootings and otherwise public shootings. I think we ended up with about 10 or 11 of them before we went to break, all of them on these psychotropic antidepressants.
You're absolutely right. They are classified. Okay, you can just type in Prozac, Zoloft. Type in type in for its adverse reactions sheet, and they have to admit in there that, and it shows the molecule on that sheet that comes with it. It says now it increases suicide, but it's classed as a psychotropic hallucinogen psychoactive. It puts you into a dream state. Then you play these violent games. You might as well be at Langley strapped up doing this. You literally, I mean, I've talked to cops. You pull up and there's a woman who's a realtor, makes $1 million a year, dancing around naked with butcher knives. You know, this is like 10 years ago in Austin, cutting herself on Prozac. And the cops always know. This wasn't seen. This is LSD, ladies and gentlemen. But LSD goes across brain-wide in all of your senses. It's not even stronger. It just is harder for you to operate. When you're on these serotonin reuptake inhibitors, of course you're happy. You're on an hallucinogen 24 hours a day in a dream state. These drugs were actually developed by the CIA in the 60s and 70s and then passed on to private industry. Their history is in mind control, and we've got almost 15% of the population now on serotonin reuptake inhibitors. A woman's got menstrual problems, go on it. Somebody wrecks their car, got a hurt neck, go on it. Troops got post-traumatic stress, go on it. We're going to see more and more. So what I'm saying is, it's possible with these drugs, just through programming and subliminals on television and these video games where you simulate tens of thousands of murders a week when they play these things 4 or 5 hours a day. Some people die at the video games after 2-3 days, you know, 20-year-olds, because they're so locked in, it literally takes control of them. So they're mass drugging, mass programming. But with him, it is clear. We have military experts going public, top shooting experts going public, saying this is commando precision. Even the games couldn't do that. You mentioned the State Department parents. There's all this weird NASA funding at the school. They had Marines running around doing drills yesterday at the school again. Matt Kazee, who needs to call into the show if he's listening, he went up and asked the cops, and the cops said, oh, they're just having some fun. What was his word? Horse playing or something like that. That's the type of
bizarre. The first email says it's an unfortunate accident. I mean, it reminds me of the North Tower, Tower 1 on 9/11. They had prior knowledge of this because of the bombing threats, which, coincidentally enough, were the threats directly on where the main shootings took place, so they should have been running over there and had that secure in the first place. There was a stand-down order, as I recorded off the TV, Alex. Here's the spokesman for the police saying that some unidentified source told them that the building was secure and that the shooter had been apprehended. This, of course, you know, stopped the police from doing further action, the good police who would jump in and rescue these children. I mean, it seems like, and then, of course, you have the people jumping out the windows, reminiscent, again, of 9/11, to trigger that fear-based mind control in people. With cost-benefit analysis, we've got the 9/11 references. We've got all of the prior knowledge, the stand-downs, everything involved in 9/11. We've got, of course, gun control, even McCain and Kucinich on both sides of the aisle coming out and saying we must have gun control. And as we just talked about, anyone displaying mental problems or antisocial behavior will be put through the ringer. Teen screen parents will be shown this video of Cho from NBC, what happens to
exactly,
kids who don't
exactly
get on this medication. So
exactly.
Cost-benefit analysis.
Exactly. This has, just like they said 9/11 was for a new beginning, a new foundation to launch the endless war on terror, they use key events. They use the provocateur riots in Seattle to then have free speech zones, issue federally funded Darth Vader outfits literally to all the police to set up this new attack on free speech and to set the precedent to attack any peaceful demonstrations in 1999. I saw that before it happened. This is a black op. Here's the deal. They're pulling NASA links. They're pulling Langley CIA links. They're pulling them. They have pulled photos of this guy, of the shooter, in his Marine Corps uniform with other ROTC Marines. He is, as you said, State Department parents. Folks, it's over. This is total black op.
And
now they've got the same Marines running around. I would imagine that there may be more shootings from these people. It'll probably come out of that Marine ROTC. And when it happens, it won't even be on the news. It's ROTC Marines.
And, of course,
we have
one other front here where the establishment is trying to benefit, and we have the desperate neocons trying to use Ismail Axe to refer that he could have been potentially Muslim or linked to terrorism itself.
Absolutely. And, Jack, we have the photo that Wikipedia pulled up on PrisonPlanet.com. Everybody's got to go get this headline story, get it out to everyone. The headline, the shooter, ladies and gentlemen, is a mind control slave. Either way you cut it, the whole culture is coming under mind control, but this guy is a hardcore mind control slave. He fits everything. This is a royal flush. And by that, a full house would prove he was a mind control slave. This is a royal flush, you know, one out of 50-something thousand for every indicator,
yeah.
Every piece of the puzzle. It's always the same. The parents are always in high-level secret government ops. There's always weird NASA connections. There's always weird training. There's always drills. The police always stand down for hours. This is a black op. Everybody's got to go to PrisonPlanet.com because we've got to get this out to the people. The proof that it's mind control. If it goes viral, we can do this and try to back off their gun control. But I knew Monday and Tuesday when I saw Fox News calling for gun control that we are in for the fight of our lives on the Second
right.
Amendment. And if they get the guns, folks, they're going to go ahead.
Well, Alex, and there's one more element to this as well, yet one more element, and you feature this in your movie, Order of Death, the human sacrifice, child human sacrifice. We know that that's what the elite like to do, and in a situation like this, they've got to be, quite proud of themselves. Alex, stay with us if you can. We'll be right back, folks.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a ghost dry. The interest is up and the stock market down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
Jack Blood sitting in for Alex Jones. It's an honor for me to do so. I told Alex the other day, this show's his baby. It's my baby, too. I've been listening to it for many, many years, like so many of you have. Alex is still on the line with us. Alex, you wanted to touch on the NBC getting this video as we talked off air. I mean, GE, they're the biggest military-industrial complex TV network out there, GE owning NBC. And, of course, the military-industrial complex's fingerprints all over this thing. I don't know if that's just another one of these coincidences, Alex.
Well, I mean, they know, and it's an absolute fact, that, again, this is an example of mass mind control. You've got the mass mind control, which is very effective, suggestion, like a magician or like someone hypnotizing you. You've got all these millions of young teenagers that literally play over, the average is over 6 hours. Their favorites are these shoot-em-up games. His favorite game was a black op game where you're the U.S. government going in and murdering and killing people. Again, some of these games are put out by the Defense Department. These games were developed to create instinctive shooting and unconscious firing up close because of inhibitions to fire on soldiers when you could see the whites of their eyes. Back in World War II, only half would fire. By Vietnam, it was about only 30% wouldn't fire, and now they've got over 95%, and they train them on kill simulators. Just like they have flight simulators, they have kill simulators. Now, NBC knows this, so they take these videos, which that's why there had to be the space. He had to be able to go to the killing, then make his videos, go send them in. NBC puts them on, and all these youth are going to see this, and I predict you're going to have, in the next 2 weeks, it'll take a while for these kids to become activated and do it, they'll probably hit daycares, they're probably going to hit, because they really know images of dead toddlers will really get, like Operation Northwood says, that by killing young people, it'll cause a helpful wave of national indignation. And the official U.S. government document. By the way, Northwoods, we should add this. We should have an article about U.S. government plan called for staging mass shootings. Because Northwoods talks about how to stage mass shootings in D.C., by the way, their favorite area. And this is in the 60s, and it talks about how to frame patsies. We know that the Beltway sniper, and that would take hours because of the evidence, we know that was an inside job. We know that that was, again, this army guy, been in weird psychiatric care, then he gets some runaway kid. I mean, those guys had the thousand-yard stare. It's, folks, this is a huge Pentagon operation with these tortured, brainwashed people. I mean, in some cases, it takes 2 years to make the perfect mind control slave. These people have been through living hell, and they march in there, and they're told the pain goes away. They can make these people go into agony pain with a word after over a year of drugging and torture. And I mean, the stuff that's come out of what they do, the electronics, and this is 50s and 60s technology. God only knows what they've got now. But the key here is,
well, they'll be getting some Carlisle Group cameras put up in all the schools here pretty soon. And let's not forget, there's yet another point, a level to all of this, because gun control, of course, one of the key debates now is probably one of the more like abortion. And we've seen there's news with abortion with the Supreme Court canceling out late-term abortions. I mean, these are the two of the most distracting, dividing issues in the country today, and that keeps everybody arguing against each other. And I'm not saying that I'm certainly not for gun control. I'm certainly not for abortion. That's my own personal opinion. Now I'll get letters and calls about that, Alex. I mean, this is a very divisive issue. They know if they put this on the plate for the American people, they'll lap it up.
Yeah, and we'll have to defend it, and the gun grabbers will come after us. So they're going to call to make all the colleges little prisons like the public schools. They're going to put cameras up in them. They're going to make everybody have ID cards. The FBI said they want checkpoints to go in shopping malls. This is the news, but the border will stay wide open and the illegals get bank accounts without IDs.
Alex, why don't you stay for the five quick segment we have coming up in just about 70 seconds after this top of the hour break, and then we'll let you go enjoy yourself. We'll take calls from your listeners. Can you do that?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back, folks. This is the Alex Jones Show. Stay tuned.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.